sounds like this. Look out weekend. Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Breakdown. Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown. This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown. This is Jess from Penis. The
Breakdown. This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Allover from Chemtrails. The
Breakdown. This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown. This is Christina Gesera. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
We'll be right back. Good afternoon, and welcome to The Breakdown. Me, Steve, and continuing the unwritten rule that there has to be somebody whose name begins with J,
It's John.
It's John. We had Jen last week. Joel is here normally, obviously, and we'll be back next week. But John, you're with me for the rest of the afternoon.
You can't, 2 hours. You can't work with anyone called, like, Ken or...
No Kens allowed.
No.
What did we kick off there? We kicked off with a track that we both brought. That was a new single from Hurry. It's called Zoned Out, and you're going to give me much more information than I've got.
They are a quartet from Philadelphia, and this week announced their 7th album, Zoned Out, which will be out on July the 10th, which follows 2022's Don't Look Back. And it includes a guest spot from Gerald Love, who used to be in Teenage Fan Club.
Oh, I can see how that would work.
And you could definitely see that. Yeah, that was the title track, and it's about... disassociation, transition, and heavy life stuff.
Excellent stuff. We've not discussed what the album of the week is going to be, John. Have you got any ideas? Let's workshop this on air.
Yeah, we'll do that. Do that in a minute.
We'll do that during the next track, which you've also got.
Yes, this is, I think it's pronounced High. HYD. H-Y-D.
Hid.
And debut play in The Breakdown, first new artist of the show.
Yeah.
Hid is New York-based artist Hayden Dunham, and their new album, Hold On To Me Infinity, is going to be released on the 22nd of May, and it's been inspired by the loss of their collaborator, Sophie, who, of course, died back in 2021.
Ah, right.
And it's a track called Freak.
And I also brought this, and we'll follow this with something from last week's Album of the Week from Metric.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Yeah.
Romanticize the Dive is the 10th studio album from Metric, and that was As If You're Here From It, from last week's Breakdown Album of the Week. And Hid before that, First Play, and a track called Freak. Is that a standalone single? Did you say there's an album?
I think there will be an album, but nothing's been announced as yet.
Time for this week's Album of the Week, which we've hastily decided is going to be Lip Critic. I brought two tracks from it, so both of those will be on the show this afternoon. The album is called Theft World, Lip Critic's third album. They are a New York electro-punk band. This album's released on Partisan Records. And the first track is called Debt Forest. And I think we'll follow this with another track from an album that was out yesterday.
Standing at the ATM, my pockets were sunken hole. Somewhere along there I lost control. Slip my tether and drift off the globe. My weight running with the planets. My soul sent a vein through my t-shirt. I would end my life with a major. If there's a chance, grinding splits and I see her. In a moment's blood, a romantic spit. The weight's an easy melt. And a sudden lift. Oh, could it really be a sweeter than I see? It's not even life. It's just a choice of three. I live in the freezer out in the body's mist. Thinking if I scream I don't exist. The words gonna freeze in icy bliss. Until the skin I live in rest. Give me a reason to show my face. The bones move the skin and muscle in a place. Still bound waiting for me at first place. Slid on my Achilles off just in case. Can't pull me down. I'm just a weather balloon. Cord cut me out. I'm floating over the dune.
Hi, it's me, Neil, from Oasis. I have a new band called Terror Pigeon you should check out. Keep listening to The Breakdown.
That was Kneecap.
That was Kneecap.
It was. It was a track from the Irish Trio's third album, Feenin, which was released yesterday. One of the few tracks we can play without some pretty heavy editing. It might have been an album of the week, and if they weren't so potty mouthed.
Yeah. So think or if I had more time to do edits, but I've been a busy man. Been a busy man.
Think on that, Kneecap.
Yeah.
But I think that's the only song this year that will mention Jimmy Savile, Anton Deck, and the Pet Shop Boys in the same song.
I've got a song later that mentions David Bowie and Bruce Forsyth.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yes. And it was...
New feature alert.
Could be. Before that, it's the first track from this week's Album of the Week, Lip Critic and Debt Forest. I'm going to go back... Well, going back to a track that I brought last week that didn't manage to squeeze into the show by a new artist to the breakdown called Sub T. It says that their album actually came out yesterday. So I am going to play the single that I brought last week because it is very, very good. The album is... called, is it self-titled? I'm asking you, John, you've no idea.
You haven't even heard this band until a few seconds ago.
They're really, really good. A band called Mama, we've played in the breakdown quite a lot. They remind me very much of them. They are a duo made up of Grace Bennett and Jade Alcantara, and they're from Brooklyn. This track, as I said, came out last week. It's called Mirror Image, but the album is out now, and it's well worth checking out, if you can find the title. Oh, it's called How My Own Voice Sounds. It's there on the screen, John. I just open my eyes, I can see it.
Memory of all the mistakes Hello, Sheffield. This is Matthias from The Burning Hell. What are you doing? I know what you're doing. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
A double featuring two albums that came out yesterday. That was from You Bet's self-titled album. They are a New York duo. Started off a solo project of Nick Lobet, but teamed up with Micah Prusak. And yeah, that track was called Worship. And that's another good album that was out yesterday. And before that, we had Sub T, another duo, also from New York, Brooklyn to be precise. Their album, How My Own Voice Sounds, came out yesterday, and that was Mirror Image from that. Now, you're going first with Treble Sevens.
I am, and we have 10 seconds if we follow Joel's rules, but...
We don't anymore.
Joel's not.
We've thrown that out the window.
Oh, we thought it's finished?
Yeah.
Well, fair enough.
Well,
I'm just going to...
He's a bit more lax about it now, so I am.
That's fair.
Yeah. If you've never heard the show before, Treble Seven is basically three songs in 7 minutes or less.
Yes, and I'm going to start with Nia Archives, who I think I gave... first play to.
Did you?
I think so. I stand to be corrected by that. It's either me or Pete Meller. I think it was on the famous Murphy Meller
was it?
Show.
That one, yeah. We don't talk about that.
No. But she announced a new album this week. It's out on 24th of July and it's called Emotional Junglist, and it's been produced by James Ford, amongst other people. And she's playing a load of festivals over the summer to promote it. This is the first track to be taken from it, and it's called Boys in Blue. And I will follow that up.
Go on, say what you're going to say. Go on.
I was just going to say I'll follow that up with two more short songs.
I was trigger happy there.
Like The Breakdown. Treble 7.
Oh, it's getting to the point where another difference so much is. Out of dreaming, when you're leaving, I would walk around all day with a knot in my chest.
Boys, let's go.
Chatting, aren't they? Still messing around.
They're finished.
That's it. That was concluding my Treble 7. It was Tori Amos from her new album, first album in 5 years, In Time of Dragons. And it is quite a dense album, and it's quite downbeat. But apart from that track,
that didn't sound that anything
was,
like that.
That was very jaunty, I would say. Cut track called Funny Forgery. And before that one, in the middle, after Near Archives, you heard Nixon Boyd, who is a new player on The Breakdown. He's the guitarist in Canadian indie rock band Holorado, but he's also been recording solo material. He's releasing his debut solo album, Every Time We Turn a Corner, on 3rd of July. That was a track called How I Know I'm Home. And that was my treble seven.
That was your treble seven. And we have a tradition that the person who doesn't do the treble seven gets to play their longest song after it if they want to. Now, my songs this week aren't all that long, but there's one last week that I couldn't fit in from an album that came out, which I'm going to go back and cover because it's very good. Freako has quite a lot of songs that are over 5 minutes on it. Something Worth Waiting For is the name of it, second album from the Chicago band. Hot Air Balloon is a track that I brought, and it's a track that you're going to hear right now. 5 minutes and 7 seconds.
Yeah.
The new album from Freako is called Something Worth Waiting For. And that track was held over from last week, so it was worth waiting for. That was Hot Air Balloon from that album. And that's all I've got to say on the matter.
That was a very smooth bit of radio.
Thanks.
It was worth waiting
for. It was worth waiting for. Right now, we're going to do a double, and it's going to start with Death Cab for Cutie, which was on my list, but for some reason I removed... Well, I saw it on your list and thought, I'll remove that.
Yeah.
I've got enough stuff.
We were always going to play
Death Cab for
Cutie, weren't we?
Yeah.
They released their first track for a couple of years back in March, which we played, and this week they've released follow-up, which is called Punching the Flowers, both taken from their upcoming album, I Built You a Tower, which is out on the 5th of June. They're touring the UK in September, including a date at Manchester's Victoria Warehouse. We saw them at Manchester at the Albert Hall, didn't we?
We did see them at the Albert Hall, yes. I'm seeing them in that London this time at the Troxy. Anyway, you don't care where I'm going. Death Cab for Cutie is going to be followed by another new artist to the show. Doug Gillard has been around for a long time. He... Well, most notably, a member of Guided by Voices at various points in their career. Career? Is that the word for a band? No.
Yeah,
what am I thinking
so.
Of?
Yeah.
Existence. That'll do.
I think career works.
It does. Also been a member of Nada Surf. I thought there was Death Cab for Cutie link. That's why I was going to play after this, but I've searched the internet and I can't find any sort of link at all.
I bet they know each other.
They probably know
They're
each other,
They're probably hung
out. But yes, they released an album called Parallel Stride last week. A track called New Vista will follow. Death Cab.
In his search, the end of the circle, he kept arriving back at the start. Having fell every hurdle, she tried to make him feel better. But he didn't want to feel better, cause he was living for the wandering. His heart like a dead letter, it always seemed he was punching a flower. Swallow him whole. She tried to console him, but wanted to go it alone, because he'd never been alone. Felt the myth of control. It always seemed he was punching the flowers, ruminating like a fatalist for hours. We had a voice like the sound of slamming doors, in a voice like the sound of slamming doors. Was love or it wasn't.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan, and you are currently listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Nicely done.
and friend of the show, Dan, will be a big fan of that. Power Pop Goodness from Doug Gillard. He's not a duck. He's definitely a human. Definitely a human. Doug Gillard or Gillard, whichever you prefer. And the album Parallel Stride was out last week, and that's called New Vista. And Death Cab before that.
It was?
Yep, two more to fit into this hour. You're going first with Turnspit.
I am with Turnspit, which is all in capitals, which is why I shouted it. And they are a new synth-pop band from Leeds who released their second single this week, Do I Know You? Again, all in capitals. They are supporting adult DVD later in the year, and they also headline their own show at Finsbury's Picturehouse Cinema in June. They're playing a cinema.
Ooh, interesting.
And it's the first play on the breakdown for Turnspit.
Turnspit, and Do I Know You?
Do I Know You?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Which I do, yes.
You do. We've known each other for quite a while now.
Oh, weird. Jinx.
We're coming up to 4 o'clock. Almost. Four minutes and a bit to go.
Can you tell we're padding out time?
That is not padding. This is professionally filling the time available.
Because we need to be bang on four.
I need to talk about this song now. Shush.
Oh, okay.
So squeeze in my best unbeaten brother, who are releasing a track every single month. Now, April, I was away a couple of shows, and I brought it first one, and I forgot to play it the week after that. And I forgot to play it on that week. Then I wasn't here the week after. And then I forgot about it. But I think this is the strongest song they released so far. So we're already into May, but this is actually April's song. I'll play May's next week. This is called The All-Encompassing Need to Say Goodbye.
Six months, then we gave ourselves a year, then we gave ourselves 10 years, and we're still here. Tried to knock it on the head, we tried to do something else instead. But something's co-rap from the dead, and there's nothing to see here, just a geriatric. Dreams of scoring a hat-trick. No, those dreams are worth as much as one cheap plastic. Toys you get on magazines or outlive us all. As landfill artifacts, from Tony Robbins of time will unearth and deduce them. We were the types of humans that kept sacred tokens in the forms of things like the Smurfs that were easily broken, not so easily forgotten. Toys will have the last laugh when they're fixed up, stitched up, put in a museum. And every so often the staff in the museum will see the glint in the eye of the toy and won't know if the glint in the eye of the toy is a joy or of the whole encompassing need to say goodbye. And we've got things we still need to. But life and all those life-affirming television shows got in the way. And all this thinking makes me feel a bit like falling down the stairs. A bit like calling every friend I have, telling them I care. A bit like drinking far too much. A bit like spewing up my guts at 2 a.m. for my friends. When Charles died, it was the end of an era. When David Bowie died, it was the end of an era. When Bruce Forsyth died, it was the end of an era. When Game of Thrones ended, it was the end of an era. And there's us sat here watching all these eras end, losing sleep over who's gonna headline Glastonbury. When all the legends are dead, when the industry made legends out of robots instead, and with the robot legends grow to resent the dead human legends they're meant to represent, and grow sick of the songs they're forced to sing that are perfect renditions that won't mean a thing. Watching a robot Billy Corgan, we really care. It's a robot Billy Corgan with a dead-eyed stare, singing abstract words like a rat in a cage. When we look in the eye of that robot and stage, we won't know if the look will be